Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, you are invited to Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming Monday, October 4th, start at 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 275 Angus bulls, 40 Hereford bulls, as well as several lots of springbred heifers and fall calving cows. For more information, go to expressranches.com or give them a call, 405-350-0044. Come to the sale live or see it on superiorlivestock.com. Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale, Monday, October 4th.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Well, whether you're heading out to a state fair, Cattlemen's Congress, or OYE, keeping everyone safe and healthy at the livestock show is what Dr. Gary Stone, animal inspector at the state fair, does well. Stone said having all the documentation is very important, and that if producers do show up without proper...
We're looking at, first of all, the health certificate that the veterinarian will give you. We're looking at the actual official ID and make sure that that meets USDA compliance as well as the Oklahoma compliance. That is for animal disease traceability, to make sure that we have some means of capturing where animals are and where animals will go.
So what are the most common mistakes that you see coming through these gates?
Non-official ID, and what we mean by that is the ID needs to be... We've got guidelines, and it depends on whether they're registered animals or if these are commercial animals. Official ID, we would like for it to be unique to that animal in the state of Oklahoma, the United States, and perhaps even in the world, and that would be the ideal.
Stone said having all the documentation is very important.
And the very fact that we pull those people over and we give them a little bit of a problem here, we've got questions that we need to answer before they go on in, it kind of reflects in a way that there's a shortage of understanding. And
sure.
So our job here is about education. It's about safety as well, but we first and foremost, we need to educate our producers, educate our veterinarians, and all of us work together. We need a team effort out of this.
Once again, that's Dr. Gary Stone. Well, according to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor report, Oklahoma still seeing very, very dry areas of the dry, hot weather in the southern plains. Tulsa, Oklahoma, one of the driest reported. In the last week, moderate or worse drought conditions jumped from 11 to 39%, making current conditions the worst that have been reported this year in Oklahoma. Nearly 80% of the state is experiencing abnormally dry conditions or worse at this time. Conditions are at the worst in the northwestern part of the state, which has been dealing with abnormally dry conditions since spring. Harper and Woods counties are now reporting a small patch of extreme drought. Various areas of severe drought conditions have been reported in Beaver, Cimarron, Creek, Harmon, Harper, Hughes, Noble, Okfuskee, Osage, Pawnee, Payne, Tulsa, Woods, and Woodward counties. As a result, the National Weather Service has issued a hazardous fire weather outlook for much of Oklahoma. You've got farm news on Ron.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley Farms in Alva has five tremendous varieties that will help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, Butler's Gold, Gallagher, Smith's Gold, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call 580-748-0900. That's 580-748-0900. Or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.